I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Iran is in no mood to compromise on its nuclear program. That seems clear from the government's reaction to yesterday's report by the UN Nuclear Agency. The IAEA report contends that Iran is still withholding information about its nuclear program in defiance of UN demands. But Iran says the report confirms that its nuclear program is entirely for peaceful purposes. John Line is the BBC Tehran correspondent. Now, the report accuses Iran of a willful lack of cooperation. What kind of play is that getting in the media there, John?
Well, Iran, of course, has taken the positive spin on this report. The bits of it which say that Iran has not diverted any material for making nuclear bombs, that it's in compliance with the IAEA, and Iran has said this report is a clean bill of health. And it's gone on to say that it has provided all the information needed by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and that really what this is all about is America making trouble, trying to stir up trouble with Iran.
If Iran has nothing to hide, why does it deny the International Atomic Agency access to facilities and scientists and documentation?
Well, indeed. I mean, that's a good question to ask to them. I think they would say that they have provided all the information necessary. They certainly have provided a lot of information. For example, the most controversial plant, the enrichment facility at Natanz, has been visited by UN inspectors and is regularly monitored by the UN. So it is providing a large degree of cooperation. I think that is fair to say to Iran. The point the IAEA is making is that they still want some more details about the program, both about what they're doing now, but more particularly about the history of the program before 2003. Remember, that's the critical period when the United States believes Iran was trying to develop a nuclear warhead. And now the nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, also says they have unanswered questions about that period before 2003, that neither the UN nor the US is saying that Iran is now actively trying to produce a nuclear warhead as such.
The consequences of Iran doing nothing at this point may be further tightening of sanctions following this report. How concerned are ordinary Iranians about that?
Well, I think certainly sanctions are hurting a little bit, but I think the government is managing quite on its own to mess up the economy, to put it bluntly. Iran is actually the fourth largest oil exporter, and ironically, massively high oil prices are probably damaging Iran and many other oil producers quite as much as they're damaging the consumers. What's happened here is the government has been spending all that oil money, huge oil revenues, $50 to $100 billion a year now, massive oil revenues, and they're spending it like a drunken sailor. And what's that meaning is that there's a huge amount of money flushing around in this economy, which is causing inflation and, above all, causing a massive property boom and a massive speculative property boom in the rich parts of Tehran, like North Tehran, where I am now. So it's actually remarkably doing this economy more harm than good.
Finally, John, what is the chat kind of on the streets of Tehran or in the Iranian blogosphere about the merits of having a nuclear weapon?
Well, I think the government's really managed to dictate that agenda, really, in that nobody here is saying they want a nuclear weapon and the government's insisted they're not trying to get one. So people don't really discuss that issue. Conversely, almost everyone will say that they believe Iran has a right to peaceful nuclear power and that is all it is pursuing. And I think the government has managed to kind of get that message across so that even people, and I've heard people pretty critical of the government on other issues, but on the nuclear issue, they all firmly believe that this is just a peaceful program and that the West, for its various devious reasons, is trying to prevent Iran having a peaceful nuclear program.
John Line, the BBC Tehran correspondent, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.